You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week on The Shadow Files, Dr. Cheryl White goes back to ancient Israel to explore the mystery behind the Ark of the Covenant.
There is a category of historical legend that stands apart and on its own, that of the great treasures and artifacts recorded in the Bible. Of those, perhaps none is more intriguing than the Ark of the Covenant. This refers to a gold-lined container built some 3 millennia ago by the ancient Israelites, believed to have contained the tablets upon which were written the Ten Commandments. Within the Old Testament are found several accounts of miracles involving the Ark of the Covenant, including the falling of the walls of Jericho, described in the book of Joshua, and the account of the Jordan River ceasing to flow as soon as the Ark bearers stepped into its waters, just as the people reached the promised land of Canaan. Scholars believe the Ark of the Covenant was stored in the temple in Jerusalem, which was destroyed by the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar II in the 6th century BCE. What became of the Ark of the Covenant after that historical event has been the subject of much speculation, mystery, and ensuing legend. Its whereabouts remains one of the greatest unanswered mysteries of archaeology and history, and apocryphal stories over the centuries have even attributed various supernatural powers to the Ark. One such tale purported that for this reason, it was the single most sought-after treasure of Nazi Germany. The problem is that there is a lack of a historical chain of custody for the Ark of the Covenant, although biblical scholars do not doubt its ancient existence. Even if such an artifact were presented today for scrutiny, it would be problematic to authenticate it as being that which is mentioned in the Old Testament. These limitations of history and archaeology only produce ever more greatly exaggerated legends, none of which have much veracity, but make for great speculative storytelling. The legend of the Lost Ark of the Covenant is, of course, what spawned the wildly popular movies of the Indiana Jones series. One popular claim is that the Ark was hidden far beneath the temple before the arrival of the besieging Babylonian armies. If true, this is something that could never be verified, for today the area in Jerusalem in question rests beneath the Dome of the Rock, a site that is sacred to Islam. Another theory, perhaps more credible, is that before the sacking of Jerusalem, the Ark was actually taken to Ethiopia, where St. Mary of Zion Cathedral claims to possess it to this day. The church refuses to permit anyone to examine the artifact, and so this claim also remains unverified. However, the monks who live in the Church of St. Mary of Zion are strictly forbidden to venture into the chapel where the purported ark is kept, yet there is one guardian who can venture somewhere near. The monks are convinced that they are in possession of the true Ark of the Covenant, and every month there is a copy of the ark on display. It is processed through the streets, and pilgrims continue to turn out in quite large numbers. This is an intriguing example of a historical legend that defies proof, and in fact can neither be proven nor disproven. That does little to temper enthusiasm for the legendary narratives, and perhaps the quest for biblical artifacts is the most compelling and elusive of all such ventures.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.